Yay!
That's live from Chenery Auditorium on February 22nd, the Kalamazoo Concert Band with their program, The Home Front. The final concert that was recorded in person, and hopefully we'll be getting back to that next season. Of course, that was Glenn Miller's In the Mood.
Yes, and we have to give a shout out to Bill Johnson on trumpet. He worked so hard on that solo, and he did a fantastic job. So congratulations, Bill. I'm glad to play this on the air for you. Yeah, so that was good. And the whole trumpet section of the KCB sounded wonderful. And the whole band. So yeah, we were swinging hard.
Well, I wanted to say, I wanted to update you that Megan Dooley, of course, was the guest artist that night, and she's been in contact while we're on the air, which is pretty exciting. And first of all, I'd like to let you know what she said about what she's working on right now. She is working on a 5-song EP currently, and just recorded a brand new song for a new city program called Music in Place. And it will premiere this month. Look for it on April 28th, a brand new song from Megan Dooley, who has tried to, make it through this pandemic with so many other musicians, professional musicians. Loss of income is an issue, of course, and, how do you book shows in a time like this? Hopefully things are getting better, and we'll get to see Megan out in our community more often as things
But you know, I really want to make a shout out to all the donors who have supported all of the arts, whether it's the visual arts or performing arts, all the arts in Kalamazoo and throughout the whole nation, or the world, in fact, because we need those dollars in order to plan for next year, and the people have been so generous. And people feel like we're going to give some money and then we'll get something in return, but in reality right now donors are giving money and with the hopes and to support the arts, even though they're not really getting much money for much back for their money. But I just want to say thank you to the donors, because we do need your support, and it does help us prepare for next year, because we're going to get through this pandemic. Things are starting. I believe things will be opening up pretty soon, certainly by fall. And so I want to say thank you to the donors. Thank you so much.
Well, we might make a metaphor that this whole last year has been a bit of stormy weather.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm trying to segue.
Yeah, it has been rather stormy for so many of us. Yeah, absolutely. My son is working as a freelance trombonist out in L.A., and certainly he's been weathering the storm as best he can. And it's like I said, it's hard out there for performing artists. You can make music on your own, and maybe if it's safe with other people, you can make, you can get together in someone's basement or a large living room and make music. But, musicians need an audience, and that's it's not, that's part of the equation that's missing. So it's going to be fantastic when we can all get back together again.
It will be. And thanks to all of you who did do your part to help and just acknowledge that it's a tough time for artists, and that we all kind of need what they do for a quality of life that that makes makes things worth continuing on and going.
Right.
It's something that it's hard to live without, and we're really looking forward to getting back to it.
Yeah, it reminds me of a real quick story. I won't tell the names who they were, but there was this one famous musician was walking across, I believe it was University of Indiana's campus, and one was going to turn out to be a famous French horn player, and the other one was going to be a doctor. And the doctor was, they were friends now, they weren't doctors, they weren't professional musicians, but they were walking across campus, and the soon-to-be doctor says to his soon-to-be musician friend, says, I'm gonna be a doctor so that I can save the world, and I can't imagine anything better than that. Then he turned to his friend, what do you think of that? And he says, well, I think it's a great idea to try to save lives. What can be better than that? But he says, but I'm gonna make those lives you save worth living.
Time to hear Stormy Weather from the February 22nd concert at Chenery Auditorium. Here's Megan Dooley with the Kalamazoo Concert Band, led by Tom Evans.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since mom and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. stop me when the since mom and I together I'm weary all the time. So I'm weary all the time.
Megan, that was great. Love listening to your voice.
They can't take that away. Wait, no, stormy weather.
Stormy weather, yeah. Yeah. Well, you told me you only have 1 minute to set this up. So this next one is a real crowd pleaser. And we chose to end our program with this, and for good reason. It's it gets audience participation, and Megan does a fantastic job with this, and so does the band. Oh, I should give a shout out to Jan Edgerton. She's doing the background trumpet fills, and she does a phenomenal job. She's our lead trumpet player, so congrats to Jan on this performance. And so, yes, it's a classic by Cab Calloway. I didn't encourage Megan to wear white gloves. I don't think she wore white gloves for this, because when Cab Calloway, he performed this, he always had those white gloves on. But anyways,
she did it her way.
Yeah, she did. And she looked dazzling that night, I should tell your audience. She found this retro dress, and she just looked dazzling. It's this really cool costume for her. Anyways, the tune's called Minnie the Mooter.
I just want to thank you, Tom, for coming in, and we made the best of this Kalamazoo Concert Band flashback. We'll see you again next month for more music from the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Thank you.
Days as I remember, Minnie the Moocher, she was a low-down hoochie coocher. She was the toughest and the roughest fare, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, 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 with a bloke named Smokey. She liked him even though he was pokey. He took her down to Chinatown and showed her how to kick the gong around. Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He built her a house filled with gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Hi, hi, hi. Racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of niggas and dimes. She counted them all.
So nice to hear.